was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. Four in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on.
Friend, take no prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and today is Sunday, February 17th. It's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and thank you very much for joining me. Folks, about a year ago, on the air, I told so-called Judge Michael J. Cuse, that's K-U-S-C, of Iron Mountain, Michigan, that within 6 to 18 months he would not be sitting on the bench. A couple of weeks later, I brought you a report from the Iron Mountain Daily News that the entire section, the judicial part, in which Michael J. Cuse plied his trade and business of plunder and piracy on the high seas, was being eliminated. Well, on Friday, the Daily News reported that Michael J. Cuse will not be seeking re-election after three terms and 18 years on the bench. And the article did not contain any excuses about wanting to spend more time with his family or other sorts of diversions. Sayonara, Mr. Cuse. Let this stand as a warning to all who would ignore public policy and choose the ranks of terrorizing their own people. Michael J. Cuse is just one of a number of judges and public officials who have not withstood the onslaught that follows a violation of public policy. But, folks, it gets better. On Thursday, it was reported that Mary G. Bargland, B-A-R-G-L-A-N-D, the chief judge for the Turn on Me Circus Court, also named in the same Treasury liquidation process along with Cuse, has been called before the Judicial Tenure Commission. Keep watching, folks. Stay tuned. Miss Barfland is history. Mark my words. She's as good as judicially dead. Bye-bye, baby. Sayonara to you. This is the beauty of commerce. Not only do we secure the victory, but we can correct, we have at least the opportunity to correct the underlying disease that plagues the beast. I suggest, my friends, that if thousands of you fine folks out there demonstrate the same tenacity as this patriot, this colleague of ours has shown, then the system as we know it will change under the weight of its own hot air. And they will fear the water on which patriots walk, and they will let our people go. Folks, we have a lot of similar victories and discoveries to explore tonight. I appreciate you joining me. Later on, we're going to have a special guest, Keith Livingway. I'm sure many of you know him. He's the founder of the Cancelatura process, to the best of my knowledge. And Keith has, I'm a little under the weather. Keith has a message that he's bringing forth in seminars that began about a month or so ago, and they'll be held in Shelbyville, Kentucky. They're beginning on March 8th and 9th, and then I understand they'll be monthly thereafter, and he'll have a chance to tell us a little bit more about the seminars, but more importantly about the sovereign material that he covers. There was a seminar I had announced on his behalf that was planned for Harrisburg, but that's been relocated to Shelbyville for March 8th and 9th, which is in a few weeks. So stick around for that. Remember, folks, we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
I got no bread for the rent. I got my next two paychecks spent.
Welcome back, folks. As I was saying before the break, remember, normally we don't have guests who might be talking on topics that are different than the topic of the day, but this program is dedicated to entertaining information, and when interesting information comes along, then we're more than happy, if at all possible, if the schedule permits, to provide a forum. But it was pointed out to me by a good friend a while ago that when I introduce someone at a meeting or mention someone on a program, it may be taken as an endorsement. And folks, I don't give endorsements. I don't even endorse my own material and my own statements. It's up to you, the listener, to decide what is appropriate information for you. You know, I get emails all day long, hundreds and hundreds of emails a week, and many of them approach me with general questions. Well, Sam, I've got the following situation. Or, Sam, a house was titled in one name, but the mortgage is in another name. What can I do about that? And, folks, I haven't the foggiest idea, A, what you're talking about, B, what you can do about it, and C, I'm not even sure what I would do about it, not knowing the details. It really is individual decision. You want to be a sovereign? You want to put sovereign forever sovereign right now, sovereign for life on your email address, then you have to stand up and accept responsibility. You have to endorse the technology that you decide to undertake. Believe me, you can use paper clips as the basis for a technology. You can use constitutional, quote-unquote, law. We all know there's no constitution, and it has no justification anyway. You can use commerce, strict sovereign approach. You can even use common law. It is not the technology that will matter. It is you, because it's going to come down to your demeanor, your persistence, and your temperament, and your belief. And if you believe and persist, then you will be victorious. It does help to have appropriate technology in your corner. I'm not saying that all technologies are equal, but I'm just saying that it's the user of the technology that is probably 90%, if not more, of the determinant of the eventual outcome. This is not like medicine where you can say, give me outcome-based therapy. There's much more variability in the users in the so-called Patriot Movement. So it's not the words of Sam Kennedy that are right for you or wrong for you. It's got to be your word and your decision as to what is right and wrong for you. Anyway, I received this email, which I thought I might share with you, and I thought you might enjoy. I received it this week, and it said the following. I know I'm on the right track, as I have the property tax department here accept my bonded promissory note for set-off in December of over $8,000. Interestingly enough, the BPN, the bonded promissory note I sent in, was for slightly more than what was due and payable as per the payment voucher / coupon that comes with the property taxes due statement. So when I go online to review my property tax statement now, it shows that they charged a $15 fee to process the BPN. And guess what they called it? Redemption fee. How appropriate. And he put in a little exclamation mark. So there's a little victory. And that one was like rolling off the log. Nothing else needed in the property tax arena. Here's another email I received just a few days ago. I helped a guy out who I met at Sam Davis's seminar in Greenville with a $400,000 IRS tax liability. He came over to my house, and I walked him through the 1099 OIDs. He sent them in to the IRS yesterday, and he got a phone call from the IRS, and they told him his account was now closed. Voila! It's magic. So, folks, there's an example of BIC technology in a tax case, and that one also was as easy as rolling off a log. Here's another email I thought you might enjoy. Dear Dr. Kennedy, well, I went to my home auction, and when they called up ours, I went up and held up all my bonded complaint papers and announced if anyone was interested to be added to the litigation, please be my guest, and I'll be glad to add them to the list, since according to this document, the property is all paid for. I do not know if anyone was there to buy our house or not, but the auctioneer closed the auction without selling our property. Mind you, I'm in California, which is a non-judicial case and no sheriff's sale. Now I have to wait another 10 days if I do not get any reply from the defendants, then I have to file default judgment. I listened to your show tonight, and I can tell you I have a lot to learn. Thanks, and God bless you. So there's very simple intervention at the last minute. Had very few tools to go about it, had begun a payment procedure, and walked in with those documents incomplete, waved them in the air, and said, all right, who else wants to join the litigation? Basically, gave a notice of interest on the spot. So that might be worth sticking in your quiver of arrows for some future date, folks, if you let it get down to a sheriff's sale. But what can she do in those 10 days? Well, she can pay it, settle it, submit tax remedies, and if she's smart, she might consider initiating a process against them that requires them to step forward with subpoena, under subpoena. did you or did you not get paid for this property? What's the next question after that? Oh, you didn't. So the promissory note does not qualify as payment. Fine. Then here's the subpoena ducis tecum for your books. I'd like to see a certified accounting, including the complete accounting trail, the forensic trail following the bond, the original promissory note. Let's see what you did with that. And by the way, folks, as I mentioned last week, when you use those subpoenas or subpoena ducis tecum, you can expect that the other side will be motivated to put in a motion to dismiss or motion to terminate or call you up on the phone for a negotiation. Speaking of which, here's another email you may find of interest. Dear Sam, Friday blessings to you and yours. In a real turn of events, I received a call from a title company. Janice wants to refinance her property and wants to know what it will take to remove the lien. That's a commercial lien through administrative process. Would appreciate your input. We'll work on this today in about 3 hours with a friend who knows how to use some legalese. Mostly want to avoid pitfalls. This is what family and friends have come up with so far. Then the gal detailed a face-saving way that would be delivered by in a proposed draft copy of an affidavit for the party who was the subject of the commercial lien, who had made a false police report that landed a very close relative in jail. Remember what I've been saying about commercial liens? We spoke about this heavily at the last two law merchant leadership retreats. A commercial lien is an extremely effective, motivating document and a significant dose of castor oil to bring people to the bargaining table. It's the same as when the United States slaps a lien or a levy or sends an indictment or an information or provides some other solicitation for the owner to step forth in admiralty and lay a claim against the vessel so they can treat the owner as the straw party. This is exactly the same thing, a mirror image process designed to reverse the outcome. And so what happened? They wanted to know how to release the lien, and this gal came up with a very effective affidavit that would provide a face-saving way for this guy to recant the report without confessing to criminal activity. We look to save our brother, folks. We don't look to charge him. The Lord will deal with the aftermath, I'm sure. I always like to urge people to be cautious with commercial liens because people tend to get a little excited when you inform them you'll be selling their property. I've seen attorneys attempt to go criminal and take other actions and slap lawsuits on people, none of which matters to a law merchant who understands how to operate as a creditor because he will take that lawsuit and shove it down their throat so it becomes a further liability hanging around the albatross around their neck. It just works in our favor. The stupider their action, the more liability they will carry and the more effective our remedy. They will simply add to our remedy. But if you're uninitiated or inexperienced or you're in a student mode, true confessions require me to disclose that I'm in a student mode. We're all just students. But if you haven't arrived at the point where you honestly know in your heart that these things don't matter to you because your commercial process and your belief in sovereignty is sufficient to repel them, like Neo in the scene where he holds out his hand and the bullets drop, in the meantime he's checking out his nails on the other hand, then you're not ready to undertake these procedures and should not be placing yourself at risk unless you fully understand the risks. But if you are in that position, then a commercial lien can be a very effective, extremely potent weapon, for lack of a better term, in the arsenal of motivational strategies. Folks, that music means we'll be back in 3 minutes. Stick with us. We've got a very interesting email regarding a private contract dispute where the attorney basically gives up the ghost, you might say, on round one. and some other interesting successes and DIC strategies we'll be reviewing. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're going to continue with those emails and some of the BIC strategies, usable strategies, in just a moment. Quick announcement. Please remember, if you need a competent notary, BIC notary, then I suggest you contact notarydepot@hush.com. That's notarydepot@hush.com. We're going to be talking in the next segment about a number of notary challenges that appeared this past week. It is now the season of attack on notaries. We realize that. And those are usually pretty easy to repel. The hardest ones are the ones that occur through the administrative process to discipline the notary or suspend or revoke the notary's commission if the notary doesn't understand the statutes in that a state in which they're operating, in that political state in which they're operating, then they're going to have trouble in that regard. So you really need to understand the procedures that are permissible in your jurisdiction. Excuse me. Also, if you need a competent mentor, mentors are becoming fewer and far between, folks. I've seen far too many go off in abject commercial apoplexy and try to sell technology, my technology, other technologies, sell the technology wantonly for just windfall profits. And there's certainly nothing wrong in a mentor charging, especially educationally, if they're putting in time and effort. But I've seen people not fulfilling their obligations, and so I certainly suggest that you approach these situations very cautiously. But there's a good group which can be reached at BIC Study Club at MSN. Mary, Steve, Nancy, MSN.com. And you might drop them a line if you need help in a particular case. Also, we've been suggesting that patriots, if at all possible, send donations to Cookie Khan, wife of Eddie, at P.O. Box 969, Tavares, Florida. That's T as in Thomas, A, V as in Victor, A, R, E, S, Florida, 32778. And those donations, if they're in a money order form, can be made out to Cookie Khan, and they very much need our help. And I don't know how the turnout of donations has been, but for those who have donated, and I'm sure there are some, let me express appreciation on behalf of Cookie and Eddie. Someone is on the line with a question about Barton that's entirely off point. We won't be getting off point tonight. But it is an issue, very briefly, I'd like to spend 1 minute on, because I think people need to understand the Barton situation as it refers to, as it's relevant to commercial procedures. I sent Barton an email after the arrest suggesting a course of action, and he instead chose to cooperate, as he had the very first time the agent had appeared in his office, and he started opening his files and trying to instruct him in the ways of law merchantship. That's not our job. Barton hired an attorney on me, thereby confessing to being the U.S. subject. He disavowed his own commercial process and never settled the case. He participated in a trial. That's what it is when you hire an attorney. He failed to establish sovereignty. He didn't arrest the judge. He didn't issue warrants against bonds. He didn't issue a writ or take any action from his court. He never transferred liability. He never surrendered the successor sureties. All of this to the best of my knowledge. If I'm incorrect on any of those points, I apologize. And worst of all, to me, it seems like he set a terrible example for those who had looked to him for guidance. So let's not be surprised if we find Chevrolets on the Chevrolet lot, my friends. When a patriot reverts to the status of a fiction, judgment, not process, may have failed. And I say that with all due respect to Barton. Nobody can make a judgment about what Barton did without having walked in Barton's shoes. It's not the path that I would have chosen. I made a decision like that years ago, candidly, and that's what started me down this pathway, and the decision that I would never again participate or be complicit in my own confession of fictional actor status. I will never be brought into their court. They will be standing in mine. So that's all I have to say on the Barton situation. Excuse me. After the break, which I believe is coming up in a moment or two, we're going to spend some time looking at a private contract dispute and how the attorneys responded, and also looking at two or three notary attacks and what the response has been to those and how those are being deferred and the actions that patriots are taking in those circumstances. The contract dispute that I mentioned was handled using the contract dispute settlement package that I wrote over a period of a couple of weeks, which really is the culmination of, I would virtually say, thousands of hours of experience in those sorts of disputes and in sifting technology, refining it, and focusing it so it's concentrated. And when that music indicates we're going to break, when the break is over, we'll get right into the attorney's response to the first letter from the notary. It's a very, very interesting learning experience, and I think you'll enjoy it. Look away, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
My friends, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. All right, so you find yourself in a nasty contract dispute of some sort. There's either a written contract or something implied orally. Could be anything. The contractor overcharged, and now he's threatening a lawsuit. You didn't pay your bookie. Walmart's threatening a lawsuit because you've been dumping your garbage in their bins. You know, they sent you the letter, it might say, "We found your garbage in our bins." If that ever happens, by the way, I'd probably send them a letter saying, "You did. How the hell did it get there? Are you stealing my garbage? I'm going to bring you up on charges." But that aside, you find yourself in some sort of a dispute. Some of these can be nasty. They're sending you contracts demanding your signature. You know the outrageous claims that are made. So what do we normally do? We argue. And we go to war, and then we sit back and we wait the inevitable. The attorney files a summons and complaint, and now the beast is churning, and you're in the mouth. You're nothing but grist for the mill. Excuse the split metaphors, mixed metaphors. But there's a better way, my friends, and the way is to accept. Let me give you a perfect example. If I was in practice and I received a notice of a pending malpractice action, which usually starts with an attorney requesting copies of medical records. I tell you this, I wouldn't carry malpractice insurance, and I sure wouldn't deal with a malpractice carrier, which can be more humiliating than dealing with the other side's attorney. You have to bow to their wishes. They can often mistreat you more than they mistreat the other side. They handle the negotiation. You feel you're being slapped on the wrist like a child. You have to put in hours and hours of time, and it gets you what? A trial in equity where the outcome is in the hands of someone you don't know nor trust. It's in the hands of the attorneys. So what if you responded instead with a simple notice, a simple letter that's entitled something like request to state a claim and exhibit invoice, or request to state a claim and exhaust administrative remedy, or something to that effect. Now what's happened? Suddenly, the attorney, any attorney, is in a situation with which he is completely unfamiliar and yet familiar at the same time. No one comes to him and says, I'm willing to pay whatever you ask. No one comes to him and says that. So it puts him completely off balance. Now you have him on one leg, ready to sweep the leg. At the same time, he's completely familiar with the concepts of stating a claim and exhausting administrative remedy. And he knows if his client receives an offer saying, I'm willing to pay whatever you ask, and they walk away from it, their lawsuit's out the window on day one, isn't it? Failure to state a claim, failure to exhaust an administrative remedy. Here it is. So we popped a little letter across his desk to that effect. Please send us an invoice. I'm not made of money, but I do have substantial funds I've set aside to cover this, and please send it along. So here's a response to one of those I think you'll find enjoyable. Let me see if I can find it here. Uh-oh. Did we wipe it off the screen? Here it is. Not unexpected, one paragraph. See if you read in it what I read in it. Thank you for your letter of January, whatever, 2008, received on February, whatever. I am unaware of the law or authority, if any, pursuant to which your letter was sent and a response deadline imposed. You have no right to put a deadline on the administrative remedy. That's what he's saying. If you are acting under the putative authority of some statute, ordinance, or other legal authority, please identify it. You get the idea he's on one leg? His little mind cannot even wrap around the concept that you would do something private like that without advice of counsel, without statutory justification. In any event, my clients appreciate your willingness to discuss your liability in the captioned matters and desire to respond to your letter. By captioned, he means the caption above a letter. But we and desire to respond to your letter, but we require additional time to do so. You know they're having problems when they're ending the preposition. So the extent we are required, to the extent we are required to request an extension of time to respond to your letter, we hereby make such a request through March 5th, 2008. Every word chosen with care. To the extent we're required to request an extension of time to respond to your letter, whatever extent that is, we're gonna stipulate to it that we need to request more time. As Jack Smith used to teach, it's always what's at the end of the letter that counts the most. So big bad attorney who has been threatening lawsuit for months, who sent contracts demanding you sign this or we're going to litigate, whose principal has informed them that they have all these backers and millions of dollars behind them, suddenly is saying, we need more time. We don't know what's happening here. Let's not call this a victory, folks. Let's call this, you know that little sign on the road when you're going through the mountains that says school bus turnaround up ahead? This is the school bus turnaround. The bus has turned, and now the ride is all downhill. You're in the driver's seat, and it took one measly little letter to get there. That's how easy it can be sometimes. So the principal here sent me a little letter and proposed, he's learning. He proposed a very short response. Thank you for your requests of such and such. In response to your legal questions, I would recommend you find, see, you don't need to say in response to legal questions. That's what you're doing is responding. It's self-evident. That's how we cut words out. I would recommend you find competent counsel familiar with administrative procedure, commercial law, and admiralty if need be. I would love to extend the timeline to March 5th so long as your clients identify themselves. Now, let me postulate here, friends. Let me suggest that a conditional acceptance undoes the entire process. That's why we do not want untrained people undertaking procedures they don't understand. If you order this package, I'm happy to answer your questions and work with you, despite how busy the email accounts are. But if you bootleg a package like this, there's no response forthcoming. And I don't want that. I don't want people who aren't trained in this utilizing it, especially this package, because this package is the first one that I've ever distributed publicly that applies our superpowers, our law merchant skills against civilians. So we do not want any casualties, especially among our brothers. And that's why we are controlling the distribution very tightly. Very tightly. This is not a package to be distributed to mentors and for mass distribution, and we're taking precautions in that regard. That one sentence would have undone what just was established and placed them back into an argument mode. He'd come back and say, excuse me, my clients have privileged information. You're not entitled to that. Here are our demands. Boom, you're back at it. Here's the little response I suggested. Thank you for your letter of such and such. Your request for an extension of time to establish the value of the claim is hereby granted. What have we done? We've continued from the goodness of our heart the administrative remedy. And we've restated what his obligation is. State a claim or forever hold your countenance. Please make sure to identify in your response the name and address of all parties claiming an interest in this matter, whether corporate or individual. See? We just made it a matter of fact. We didn't make it conditional, but we want to know who we're dealing with. In other words, show me that you're qualified to be discussing this issue with me. How do I know you're their attorney? You have to state my clients A, B, C, and D. We could have said that. By the way, who are your clients? I'm not sure I'm talking to the right person. And he would have responded positively. With all due respect, sign the principal. So that's how we get the ball rolling. And, of course, the next step is we pay it in a very special way. Using this package, we pay it in a way that this attorney will no longer be thinking about, well, how much money can I make on the case? What is the retainer? How much litigation is involved? What are the needs and concerns of my client? All of that will go out the window. He's going to be thinking one thought. Oh, my Lord, how did I get myself into this? Because he will be the principal of a portion of the litigation, the commercial lien, the law merchant procedures, the transfer of liability, the tax liabilities, and all of that stuff. Speaking of the tax liabilities, it's not like attorneys are defenseless on that, but we'll show you later in the segment what their response is and then how we have responded to their response. Anyway, here's another email relating to this situation. But by the way, let me again say, please don't give Sharon a hard time about the distribution policies here. That's Sharon@rescueteam.com. Sharon has a local ministry. They are not patriots. They do good work. I've even had some people send her emails that were really not flattering at all. And all she is a nice gal who I've been assisting for years and donating to the ministry, and I have now donated my labor in the form of this package to bring compensation to them. Folks, I really don't feel guilty charging for a package like this and passing the proceeds along to this ministry directly. I worked weeks on this package. every man is entitled to the, how do they put it, the fruits of his labor. I have a vow of poverty. My fruits grow on other people's trees. So I ask you to understand that. And please understand, there are thousands of pages that I have written that are out in general distribution free of charge. So before you think about impugning Sharon's integrity or by extension my integrity, just think carefully. How many pages have you put out for general distribution to help people? How many hundreds of emails do you answer a week to try and assist people? Not always to their satisfaction, but we try. Sam, if it were you, someone has a problem arising, was a midwife at a hospital, problem with deliveries on two babies, blah, 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 blah. So she was notified she'll be receiving something soon, meaning a lawsuit. One case is out of the blue and unexpected. The other she was fairly certain would develop into a suit of some kind. Folks, that's exactly the kind of case, not foreclosure cases, not government cases, but private cases, malpractice is perfect, that are arising privately that the contract dispute settlement package was designed to address. In fact, for years I had been designing my own response to requests for records. Years ago it was, we have no assets, nothing's hidden in trust, blah, 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 blah. Have at it. There's nothing here to protect, and by the way, I'm pretty formidable in the courtroom, so you'd best be prepared to hire your own attorney. That was a good discouragement. This is better. So that's what that package is all about. All right, folks. Here's a challenge to a notary. Let me see if I can find this. This is most interesting. I hope I can find this file very quickly for you. Here it is. This was a challenge to a notary. I was notified of a number of notary challenges this past week. I've got two or three of them here. Let me just review them real fast. I'm sorry, I thought I had done this adequately, but I didn't. Right. These are interesting because, let's start with this one. This is the typical challenge, which attacks the notary directly, not going through the state agencies. I am a court-appointed referee in foreclosure and recently received your presentment of payment under notary seal and other documents. Among the documents is a purported corrected 1099 showing my receipt of, let's just say it was hundreds of thousands of dollars. As you should well be aware, the foreclosure sale never occurred and therefore there are no funds. The sale was canceled on or about a particular date. I want to advise you that the filing of a false document is a felony under both New York State and federal law and can subject you as a participant in this scam to severe penalties. Tough words, my friend. I direct you, notary, to issue a corrected 1099 showing that I have received no money. If I do not hear from you within 10 days, I will take such steps as I deem appropriate to bring to the attention of authorities your scam and submission of false documents. Tough stuff, wouldn't you say, my friends? So how do you respond to something like that? How would you respond to something like that? Would you have the principal, or would you have the notary, him or herself, respond? Would you argue? Would you explain? What exactly would be your approach? Would you quote statutes? Would you take a hard approach? Would you take a soft approach? Right now, in your mind, do you have an idea of where you would begin? All right. Now that you've formulated that idea, let me show you how this was approached and see if it provides any suggestions to all of you notaries out there and all of you using administrative process. Thank you for your letter of whatever date. I very much appreciate your observation that, quote, the filing of a false document is a felony, unquote. Excuse me. I am the notary public who made presentment of various documents to you on or about a particular date at the specific request of one, and then the principal is named, in the above-noted matter. As an attorney at law, your knowledge of my responsibilities pursuant to, and then the notary law in that state was quoted, is presumed. In your letter, you stated, and then there's a paragraph that stands by itself centered in quotation marks. This guy stated, I therefore direct you to issue a corrected 1099 showing that I have received no money, unquote. New paragraph, in bold. Am I to understand that you are ordering a public official in a foreign jurisdiction to intervene in a private matter and issue a tax document as a non-party? This is what Victoria Joy used to teach you folks. Look between the lines. What is this guy doing? What is he offering? What is he instructing? Did he not order a notary public to issue a 1099 when the notary was only the messenger? Let me put this in judicial terms. Does this guy have a history of mental illness? Folks, we'll pick up the rest of this response after the break in the next segment. You don't want to miss it. We're going to have a little fun here with these notary responses. And then we'll be inviting Keith Livingway to join us. Don't go away, folks. We have an exciting hour and a few minutes left.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back, my friends, to the final segment of the first hour. Just another word on that contract dispute approach. I got an email. Someone said, Sam, no malpractice insurance? Are you nuts? Folks, insurance is for those who wish to live in the world of discharge. I wish to live in the world of setup. There's a huge difference. Why would I get embroiled in a malpractice lawsuit that enriches the attorneys and turns the malpractice carrier into my daddy, my Caesar, when I can dismiss the case in one or two pieces of paper using the methods that I put in the contract dispute resolution package or settlement package? Why would I do that? I can send them a letter requesting a claim, and they'll say, you did this, you did that, you did the other thing. And frankly, if I did it, I want to pay it. But I was a very careful practitioner when I practiced. So if I didn't do it, if it's just some disgruntled party who didn't want to follow directions to protect their children, which is generally what happened, then I'm going to say, how much? Fine, that's all well and good. But tell me, how much is the value of your claim? If you don't give me a figure, I can't pay it. What is the attorney going to do? He has no choice. Fold his cards or state his claim. He states his claim. I pay it using my own version of the BIC process, BICHT, and all of the tax remedies. Now what? He doesn't have a lawsuit for malpractice. He may try some kind of action regarding the bonded promissory note. That's fine. He's in my arena, because I will slap a commercial lien on him and other procedures so fast and use my collection agencies and other processes and, if necessary, a subpoena. And now he's fighting a defensive strategy. He's paying the attorney's fees. He's the one on defense. And I'm sitting back passing out promissory notes and handling my business my way. That's why I love commerce. It can also be very lucrative. Anyway, regarding this notary challenge, am I to understand that you are ordering a public official in a foreign jurisdiction to intervene in a private matter and issue a tax document as a non-party? That's in bold. And as a professional writer, I rarely use bold italics or exclamation points. It's like a jab in the an elbow in the gut. Counselor, you may wish to review 18 U.S.C. sections 872, 873, 1506, 1512, 1513, 878, 1001, 1346, 371, 1503, did we repeat that? No. 1651, and DR 8.4, Disciplinary Reg 8.4. I am deeply concerned that you would confess in writing to counseling tax fraud, threatening a witness, extorting a foreign official, and blackmail. Did I threaten him? No. I empathized with him. I am deeply concerned. Next paragraph says, I am also concerned for your professional welfare by your confessed want, that means lack, for accurate understanding of negotiable instruments. And then below, we quoted his own statement again in a small one-line centered paragraph. Quote, as you should well be aware, the foreclosure sale never occurred, and therefore, there are no funds, unquote. As you are holding the instrument, counselor, and have failed to exhibit a notice of dishonor from Treasury, it would seem that you have confessed to misappropriation of funds, impairing payment, and withholding consideration. Folks, that music means we're heading to a one-minute station identification. You don't want to miss the next portion of this paragraph. Please join me in about 1 minute. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.